Malaysians are struggling to understand how two tragedies could befall the country's national airline in less than 5 months. In March, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared into the sea. It was carrying 239 people. Yesterday, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down in a strife-torn area of Ukraine, killing 298 passengers and crew. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on the reaction in Kuala Lumpur.
Shoppers take pictures at a brightly lit fountain in a downtown square. Festive decorations are going up to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. But one young banker named Razif Razak says this year's holiday is decidedly grimmer.
The mood is not happy in our celebration of Ramadan. For our celebration, maybe we're going to keep it low down.
Low key.
Yes, low key, yeah.
Razif says he's heard the reports that Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down, but he says he's withholding judgment until an investigation determines the real cause. Whatever it is, Razif says, he's not in favor of Malaysia taking any sort of revenge or punitive action.
For me personally, I don't believe in such violence. Maybe it's accident. You know, I still believe for the best, for the good conscience of humanity.
At a press conference today, Prime Minister Najib Razak said that if there are evildoers behind this, then someone, he didn't say who, must hold them accountable.
If it transpires that the plane was indeed shot down, we insist that the perpetrators must swiftly be brought to justice.
For now, at least, Malaysia's ruling and opposition party politicians are speaking with one voice in condemning the apparent atrocity. And, Najib said, the several nations who lost citizens in the plane crash are all now united in grief.
This is a tragic day in what has already been a tragic year for Malaysia.
Back at the fountain, I speak with college student Timothy Liu. He suggests that the two plane crashes this year have prompted some soul-searching in Malaysia and rattled people's confidence in the country.
Malaysians are more aware of what's happening to Malaysians ourselves, and the economy in Malaysia probably will be affected. Because after MH370 and all these cases happening, I don't think people will want to invest in Malaysia anymore.
The airline has suffered a drop in bookings and its stock price has tumbled by more than 25%. Liu says that while the double disaster in 1 year is incredibly rare, he won't be taking any more chances with the Malaysian Airline System, or MAS.
After MH370, my parents just told me not to take MAS Airlines anymore because, I don't know, maybe it's just been a bad year for Malaysian Airlines this year.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.